you'll also be ready to work with question one of Envision, where am I? If you're enthusiastic and want to try this before lesson two, feel free to find a study buddy on your Facebook page and do it, on our Facebook page, I mean, and do it together. You should learn to do this as well, just for yourself alone. Simply follow this instruction. I'm going to give you an example. When I feel sad, or when I feel this feeling, so I'm going to use the word sad as an example. Where am I if this were a place that I inhabited? What would a place like that look like? In my case, I'll say, when I feel sad, I'm inhabiting I'm inhabiting a foggy bog, like in old England, and I can't find my way, and everything is wet when I look at it. But the more I look at it, I'm seeing myself as separate from it. So you try it. When I feel this, whatever emotion it is, where am I if this were a place I inhabited? Tune into the observer. Observe what your mind sees or knows. Pay attention to the difference of being identified with the feeling and looking at the place representing the feeling. It's a subtle shift, but it gets you right away into the seat of the observer, looking at a place, and will introduce you to the first most important question of the Envision process itself. Have some fun. This is it's a big week. It's dense this week, but it gets a lot more fun as we go.